Wetware Media presents Things Might Go Terribly, Horribly Wrong, a guide to life liberated from anxiety. Written by Kelly G. Wilson, Ph.D., and Troy Dufresne. Narrated by Paul Ulrich. Copyright 2010 by Kelly G. Wilson and Troy Dufresne. This recording is copyright 2015 by Wetware Media. For more information about Wetware Media and other great audio titles, please visit wetwaremedia.com. That's WETWAREMEDIA.com. Publisher's note. This publication is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information in regard to the subject matter covered. It is sold with the understanding that the publisher is not engaged in rendering psychological, financial, legal, or other professional services. If expert assistance or counseling is needed, the services of a competent professional should be sought. 1. Things might go terribly, horribly wrong. But, Mousie, thou art no thylane. In proving foresight may be vain. The best-laid schemes are mice and men, ganged affagly, and lea us naught but grief and pain for promised joy. Robert Burns, To a Mouse. One Tuesday morning in 2001, a wine salesman was getting ready for work in his Berkeley, California apartment. After showering and shaving, he put on an ill-fitting pinstriped suit, scuffed black loafers, and a blue tie that, he noted with alarm, had picked up a grease stain at lunch the day before. Because he worked in the city of San Francisco, and the traffic from Berkeley into the city could sometimes be bad, he was in the habit of getting up early to avoid the worst of it. His girlfriend, with her more congenial commute, could afford an extra hour of sleep and was still in bed. The wine salesman, in his own estimation, just wasn't well suited to his job. He wasn't the kind of person who could show up on a sales call, make a pitch, and then either take an order or leave empty-handed without a care. For him, each rejection felt personal. Every no stung a little more than the last. He was ill-equipped to deal with the inevitable humiliation that bruised him each time the answer to, "How many can I get you?" was, "None today, thanks." As he brushed his teeth, he rolled over in his head the names and faces of the San Francisco liquor store owners who might reject him later in the day. As he did, he had trouble focusing on any one of them. It was as if they all started to share one face. If they didn't buy, he would fall behind on his quotas, and that would mean more than just lost commission. He wasn't certain where he stood with his boss and his boss's boss. He had only been on the job for half a year. So far, he had consistently hit all of his numbers, but each month felt like a greater struggle. From time to time, he got encouraging voicemails from the area manager, and he had even been commended for performance at the last sales meeting. But it was just a matter of time. If his bosses really knew how hard he had to push to make his quotas, or how close he invariably came to failure in the last days of each month, they would turn him out onto the streets without a second thought. And for the last couple of weeks, his superiors had been condemningly silent. The main office had gone quiet. What could that mean? It would be one thing if they were angry with him, if they badgered him about his numbers, but this silent treatment was just too much. On Monday, the day before, the prospect of being rejected one more time had been more than he could handle. He had gone to his first appointment, parked the car 6 blocks away, and walked to the liquor store's side door. He even put his hand on the knob, but he couldn't turn it. He circled the block a couple of times, sweating, his heart pounding in his chest. But when he went back to the door, once again he found he couldn't open it and walk inside. So, he left. He drove up to Pacific Heights and sat for 6 straight hours in his parked car, staring out at Alcatraz, feeling like he was in his own personal prison. Every 2 or 3 minutes, he dialed the number to his voicemail, punched in his password, and waited to hear... what?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?